StartupRad.io, your podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hello and welcome to StartupRad.io's episode 425. We welcome you to our April 2024 wrap-up with vital news from the startup and tech entrepreneurship scenes in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland in 30 minutes or less. Let's hope so. Our startup news today is recorded with me, Christian, today in Perugia, Italy. You can actually see a tiny bit here in my Airbnb, where I'm attending the International Journalism Festival. It's a place that this year has a huge emphasis on AI and media. So also quite interesting in terms of new startups coming up in the media ecosystem. And with you, Joe, as always, in...
Hey, guys, in Frankfurt.
Today, our recording date is April 19th in 2024. All news not included will be in our next news to be released on May 30th. So you see, it's a bit of a bigger stretch there, but we had to record this episode a bit early due to our schedules and also due to another thing, because May in Germany is quite a spectacular month for the Germans. And as we always aim to also give you insights about doing business with the Germans, May is going to be a month where some of the people that you're working with might just not show up at one day or another, because there are many holidays in Germany and holidays that people use as an opportunity to have a longer weekend, sometimes 4 or 5 day weekends. So if we have a look at this, May 1st, for example, is a public holiday across most European states. It's International Workers' Day, so basically Labor Day, as well as Spring Festival in Germany. So, and since this year it's on a Wednesday, people might take off Monday and Tuesday as well, or Thursday and Friday as well, making it nearly like a week long off. And many people in Germany will go out dancing the night before, called Tanzen in Mai, dance into May. May 9th is Ascension Day, where we also celebrate the unofficially labeled Father's Day in Germany. That is on a Thursday, so people might take off the Friday, the 10th, which I think is great anyway, because May 9th and May 11th are the semifinal and the big final of the Eurovision Song Contest, which in my book should definitely be holidays for, I mean, basically the world, in my opinion. But anyway, so if you're wondering, also the following Sunday is also Mother's Day in Germany. Then May 20th is a public holiday across Germany, Whit Monday. May 30th is the day of our next news publication. So we're working on having that become a national holiday. So far, so good. Sorry for the joke, because it's also Corpus Christi. Again, also celebrated on a Thursday, meaning people might take off Friday. Well, and if right now you think, okay, how can I get onto this calendar of days off? You might want to double think, because after this May extravaganza, the next public holiday is only going to be on Thursday, October 3rd, German Day of Reunification. So in the whole summer, there's not much happening.
Last two data points, Chris, here. First, it's also, again, a Thursday, so many people would take off Fridays. Plus, this year, since we are doing our Labor Day summer wrap-up again, published to be on September 2nd, by the way, my birthday, we will have our September news this year published on this holiday, October 3rd.
There you go. That's enough talk about taking days off. Let's jump right into today's episode. And let me give you a brief overview of what we will be talking about more in depth later on. So here are a couple of our highlights. Because in April 2024, we really saw that the German startup scene witnessed seismic shifts, groundbreaking achievements. Among the headlines were, for example, Novo Nordisk's acquisition of Cardio Pharmaceuticals, which basically stole the spotlight this month with a staggering 1.025 billion euro deal, monumental milestone in biotech. Cardio Pharmaceuticals, a spinoff from the medical school in Hanover, pioneers RNA medications for heart disease prevention, showcasing transformative power of innovative research here, and obviously a market with a lot of hope and potentially huge markets. Meanwhile, Solar illuminated the renewable energy landscape by securing a substantial 100 million euro credit line from BNP Paribas, propelling their mission forward with Solar easy pay financing options. Berlin solidified its status as kind of German's fintech capital, fighting over it with Frankfurt, I would say, boasting 160 fintech startups, while Element surged ahead in the insurtech arena with a 50 million euro funding round. Minarik's Munich-based team achieved a milestone by initiating volume production of the Condor MK space laser terminal. We will talk a bit more about what that means, you can be sure it's a testament to German ingenuity driving global space development. And these might not only redefine industry standards, but hopefully also underscore Germany's position as a hub for innovation and entrepreneurial prowess, as always. Stay tuned for more insights and revelation in the world of startups. The video podcast will go live on Thursday, April 25th, as will the audio podcast. You can subscribe to us on all the platforms that you know and follow already. We have it all in the show notes, obviously, too. You can tune into our internet radio station, which is being done by a staggering 170,000 people. Where we have some media partners, including but not limited to tech.eu, Stanford University's radio show, Laptop Radio. You can find all that at startup.radio. So www.startup.radio. You can get your content to your inbox. We have this all explained in our show notes. And, I hand over to you for a little word from our sponsors and enablers.
Didn't we just declare last month that there's a seismic shift with the big financing out there, and then Solar comes along and has another 100 million? Man, that is going to be big numbers. By the way, we won't lose our touch with the software startups, but we'll also, of course, include green startups and a little bit more biotech in the future. Our enablers lower your cost of ISO 27001 and SOC 2 compliance by up to 85% with our partner Vanta with a V. Achieve ISO 27001 or SOC 2 compliance can unlock major growth for your company and build customer trust, but this process can be time intense and costly. Vanta automates compliance, getting you audit ready quickly and saving up to 85% of associated costs. And Vanta scales with your business, helping you enter new markets. Join 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, Flow Health, and Quora that trust Vanta. Claim 20% off Vanta at vanta.com/startup radio. Plus, this recording is supported by Hessen Trade and Invest and the Enterprise Europe Network. Chris, you always looked like a top news guy to me, but I'll take a little bit of this time, okay? Because you had to talk so much about the public holidays here. As we already said, top news, the $1 billion exit. Big news in the biotech world. Novo Nordisk acquires German biotech Adior Pharmaceuticals for whopping 1.25 billion, including so earn-out conditions. The company is a spin-off of Medical School Hanover, founded only in 2016, and they develop RNA medications to prevent heart diseases, and you can learn more with the link in our show notes. Volocopter wanted to have 300 million from the German government, but now only get half of it, 150 million, despite warnings. Volker Wissing, the federal minister of transportation from FDP, pledges 150 million to support Volocopter's futuristic dream of flying taxis. Think like very big drones where you can step in. They originally wanted to have double the amount. The state of Baden-Württemberg, where they're headquartered, backed out of the deal, and Der Spiegel reported that auditors of PwC also warned Mr. Wissing. Read more about this ambitious venture here. And Volocopter's Munich competitor, Lilium, by the way, gets no money at all. Volocopter needs the money to start production. They want to take off during Paris Summer Olympic this year in July. Let's see if that works. As we already said, Solar secures 100 million from BNP Paribas for their solution Solar Easy Pay. Sola, by the way, with a set like sorrow. You can learn more about the founder in an interview that I did in the partner podcast Started Why, published in December 2021. We'll also link this in the show notes. And as we always claim, you may have never heard of our guests in the past, but you will in the future. Held true again. Element, a German insurtech white labeler, secures 50 million in the latest funding. They write, founded just a few years ago in 2017, Element has quickly distinguished itself in the insurtech arena, operating under cloud-based model. The company has earned a reputation for its innovative white label insurance product. Berlin remains the fintech capital. Berlin remains the hub for German fintech startups. The capital hosts 160 fintech companies, surpassing major cities like Frankfurt, Munich, and Hamburg. The scene continues to thrive with companies like N26 and WeFox leading the charge. Chris, you want to take the last top news here?
Yeah, definitely. And also, I just wanted to add to the Berlin as a fintech capital. Little grain of salt. It comes from the Investitionsbank Berlin, IBB, the study. So probably a publisher or basically a company that has some vital interest in making Berlin sound good. So maybe not all is lost for your hometown, Frankfurt.
It's actually the government-backed, so of this city-state of Berlin-backed bank that helps with the economic development of the city. So yes, it may be very one-sided, this research, but nonetheless, I think they tried their best to be as objective as possible.
Speaking of, I don't know, high hopes, maybe. Minarik, it's based in Munich, a company that says that they started volume production for the Condor MK3 space laser terminal. They themselves wrote, Minarik hit a product maturity milestone by starting volume production for the Condor MK3, its flagship optical communications terminal. They began production for the terminal in early 2024 and completed the first shipment last week. The initial shipments will be part of the U.S. Space Development Agency's SDA Tranche 1's transport and tracking layer programs. So no matter what comes out of it, I think it's still interesting to see that German companies are getting into that field as well. I'll let you brag a bit.
Yeah, just a tiny bit. Here, Signal Hill Insights has highlighted the growing significance of podcasts, particularly B2B ones, as a strategic tool for reaching high-level executive capable of influencing major corporate decisions. Not a surprise seeing our audience here. Mental high five to all the people out there. If you're looking to cooperate with us, there's a link to our passion fruit storefront down here. Chris, I hand over to the ecosystem.
Yes. And the very first impulse here that we want to give you has to do with Bitcoin, which experienced quite a surge in the last couple of weeks and months. And Bloomberg had an interesting article about that, where they said that also crypto VC creeps back towards a comeback. And they wrote, crypto startup deals are back after a brutal year for cryptocurrency and blockchain-related companies. Venture capital investment in the industry ticked up by nearly one-third from the previous quarter, according to new data. So that's probably some startup news that might be relevant for your business on a global level. If we take a closer look at Europe, we see talent shortage in deep tech. We can't find a single German or European applicant, is a quote that we saw in the in an article about the situation in the deep tech industry vertical on Sifted. You can find the full article in our show notes. Then March 2024 witnessed a shift in the fintech landscape as European startups navigated a 30% decrease in fundraising, totaling 4.4 billion euros across 304 deals. You can dive into the details on a website called or on a study on tech.eu. And we see the maturation of Munich The Bavarian city has grown into a hub for more growth funds, international law firms, and big banks in recent years. Kind of moving from Europe to the German topics here. But one last idea before that, mega rounds are making a comeback in Europe. We have more about that in the show notes as well. But now focusing on Germany, where we see one article that says big changes are ahead in fintech as the German government proposes stricter rules for credit checks, potentially impacting business like Klarna, for example. The details about that are on a in an article on Finance Forward, backed by Kapital, a German business magazine. And since we're a bit early with our recording, we don't have a current IFO, IFO Business Climate Index. As you may remember, we usually take a little look about into this index, which is basically a survey about business sentiment among German managers. But we don't have the current numbers yet, which makes us move on to hubs. And I hand it over back to you.
Yes, again, hubs here, starting again with Frankfurt Rhein-Main. Scavenger AI just secured 1.1 million in pre-seed funding. This Frankfurt-based AI startup is revolutionizing data analytics. You can learn more about the game-changing technology in the link here in the show notes, which leads you to an article to Fin SMEs. By the way, a good place we found in tracking fundings. Speed and efficiency are crucial in food delivery. Knusper, an online supermarket, just automated its warehouse for the Rhein-Main region, offering a peek behind the scenes of online supermarkets. You can learn more about their approach in the article linking to FAZ. Then Fin SMEs has been a little bit mistaken because they write Frankfurt, but actually it's Karlsruhe. Bayvest, a Frankfurt, Germany-based B2B fintech, closed 1.1 million funding round, link in the show notes. Jülich, Forschungszentrum Jülich, meaning Research Center Jülich, and Elektron with a Q, big Q in the middle, team up to develop a modular quantum computer with 21 million euro boost from the NRW, Nordrhein-Westfalen, one of Germany's state's government. This partnership marks a significant milestone for the deep tech industry. Dresden-based Wattron secures 12 million in Series B funding to revolutionize sustainable packing. Again, link in the show notes. In Aachen, ProTempis just closed 30 million Series B funding led by Segula Medical, Acceleration Exchange Future, and Tech Vision Fund. You can read more about the innovative cardiovascular medical device in our show notes. And as always, I hand over to Chris and the Austrian top news. By the way, this time we removed a lot of the funding rounds and moved them to the end of the funding. Well, again, Chris takes it over then.
Yeah, taking a look at some of the companies in Austria, we, for example, saw news from the Tyrolean savings app Monkey. They just secured a seven-figure investment from new investors along with existing ones. You can not only find an article about that in our show notes, but also you can find an interview with Monkey's founder for more insights in our archives.
Actually, it's a little bit older album, older interview, and again, something you've never heard of in the past, but you will in the future. And the big thing about Monkey is it's a fintech app, but they have 80% female users. They really found the holy grail for fintech there.
Mm-hmm. Taxify, so tax as in you have to pay your taxes, and then EFY, a Vienna-based startup, is making waves with a relaunch, complete with updates, its own tax consultancy. You can check out the full story at Brutkasten. We had them in our news recently with not so nice news. Now they seem to be turning the corner. Vienna's unicorn Go Student achieved full profitability in Q1 and are restructuring their leadership team. Jaume Bresco, I think that's how you pronounce it, right? If it's a Spanish name. Joins as CTO to drive innovation, while CFO Duncan McIntyre bids farewell. And Vienna's chatbot startup, Tony.ai, Tony with an I, is being liquidated. It was once a promising venture in the age of Facebook's chatbot hype, long, long time ago, but it couldn't keep up with evolving AI tech. Ending a bit on a sad note here when it comes to Austria, but moving on to Switzerland, where there's more exciting news from a former guest of yours, the Swiss-American startup SwissPod and the UK-based financial provider ICM are teaming up to supercharge Hyperloop technology worldwide. Also, a lot of buzzwords in that announcement. Then Proton from Switzerland acquires Standard Notes from Chicago, trying to create a new era of privacy-first digital services. This was it for the hubs. But we now move on to our next section, general news, tech news, company news. Just like an overview of what caught our attention in the past couple of weeks. Let's first start with new funds in order to inspire you to probably apply for some money. 1KX just secured a whopping $75 million for their latest fund. They're based in Berlin and diving into the crypto world, focusing on DeFi, NFTFi, and more. Their recent investment in Botto, an AI artist, is making waves. More in-depth information in the show notes. Tiger Global VC, known as a large ticket investor in GSA, they have a fund that closed 63% below target with $2.2 billion. The firm told investors in 2022 that they aimed to raise $6 billion. PIP16 is dwarfed by the previous fund, which raised $12.7 billion. So numbers are going down there. Spotify backer Lakestar raised $600 million for an early stage and growth stage fund. And Liquid, LIQID, an online wealth manager, has surpassed all expectations by raising 130 million euro for a new venture capital fund, allowing private investors to participate starting from as low as 200,000 euro. Green tech.
Wish one day I can say as low as 200,000 euros. It's a lot of money still. Green tech news. Yes, this section is new. Proxima Fusion raises 20 million euros venture capital to get closer to green energy from nuclear fusion. Carbon removal is the name of the game. Startups are racing to secure the biggest carbon removal deal with Berlin's Senken and ExoMat Green, recently closing impressive deals for 81,600 tons of CO2, as always, link in the show notes. And 15 investors and founders launched a climate brick to fast-track European climate fund. Then our always present fintech section, Robinhood set to take on Europe's wealth tech on their home turf, link in the show notes. And N26 appoints Mayo Kamat to key executive role, and Germany's Landesbank Baden-Württemberg taps Bitpanda to offer crypto custody services. You can read more in FinTech Futures. Chris, you want to take over the general news again?
Yeah. So again, just some news in startups, dynamic companies that caught our attention. Not always positive, not always related to money. And the first one actually is a bit problematic. There has been a massive data breach at Urban Sports Club, exposing thousands of member records, personal info, invoices, and even ID copies were found on an unprotected cloud server. More information about that is in the show notes. Then the SEC settles insider trading charges against Andy Bechtolsheim, co-founder of Arista Sun Microsystems. René Köhler buys back Fahrrad.de from Signa after the Benko Empire's downfall. Former guest Gülsar Wilke joins DN Capital as partner and head of the German office. True to our model, you may have never heard of our guest, but you will in the future. Again, there's the interview here. Oh, we really really keep on mentioning this in this episode. We talked about it before, so this did not make our top news this time. Munich-based startup Flix aims to dominate the global bus and train market as it gears up for its IPO. This has also been a long time coming. The company probably not always with like the biggest numbers. Americans may now know it because Flix is now the company behind very traditional brand Greyhound. Question now is, will Flix become the next stock? We have some details and analysis about it there, and some of the CEO insights in our interview, which in this case probably is a person that people might have heard of, at least of their company, before they heard it from us. Then 10 German startups to watch in 2024, just a little list of inspiration. Getir, even after the expensive deal buying Gorillas, is considering to leave Germany, according to a recent press report. I mean, the fact that we kind of bundled this down here among the other news just shows you how the ultra-fast delivery startup hype is over. And I mean, we were talking about a lot. I think in Germany, a lot of money has been burned in that field because Germans are just so crazy price sensitive when it comes to groceries.
Not only that, I do believe the economics or the unit economics of a single delivery don't make sense. You remember like all the players been around here, Gorillas, Joker, whatever was out there. I think a lot of them either cut back completely here or they disappeared. Yeah. At all. So,
and I would still argue that having your groceries delivered without going to the supermarket is something that so many Germans would still consider frivolous and would be like, no, I don't know. It just seems like a cultural thing compared to the US. And there are new developments in the Watchmaster case. Following a daring heist that led to the insolvency, the former CEO is now under investigation for insurance fraud. You can read more about this intriguing twist in our show notes. And RTL Ventures, the VC arm of one of Germany's largest TV stations, will be shut down after not even 1 year. So this is a like great segue into creative destruction.
We may add here that a competitor of theirs, ProSiebenSat.1, is doing this for quite some time, quite successful in terms of media for equity deals. Not sure why this is not working for RTL here. Maybe because they serve a different demographic. As you said, Schumpeter's Schöpferische Zerstörung. Switzerland baby food startup Yamo shuts down operations immediately despite efforts to secure funding. After 7 years of innovating fresh baby purees, they've achieved significant milestones like expanding with products in over 200 stores, and it appears to be done yet.
2,000 stores, actually, even. 2,000.
2,000 stores. Oh, yeah, I was mistaken. 2,000 stores. I'm sorry. Fulda-based Green Pioneers has to file for insolvency. And Veloine.
I would say Veloine. Veloine. Like the female hero.
Ah, maybe. Veloine announces it will halt operations by the end of April due to tough market conditions and failed funding efforts, despite past accolades, including ISPO Brand New Winner and Europi Gold Award. As always, read more in the link in the show notes. And Berlin startup scene takes a hit as water purifier innovator Mitte files for insolvency. Despite early investor backing, the venture struggled to deliver and ultimately offering a pricey alternative to established brands. And Chris, you want to end on a high note? You have 2.5 minutes left.
I was going to say, just scattering off some successful fundraising and exits. As always, keep in mind, it's a small selection. News here and their total value show just how resilient the startup scene is. We included some selected fundraisings above 5 million euros or dollars. This month, so many announcements. Not all will be included here, but some of the highlights. Number one, our former guest Kranus Health raises 5 million euros to become the number one health companion of men. NX Technologies, a Cologne-based fintech company that operates the automotive payment management platform bezahl.de, raised 22 million euros in Series B. We have fundraisings from Switzerland. 20 million euros for underrepresented founders were raised there. Then, following the FDA approval for its Odnafil and Odnacure solution, Swiss dental startup Odne, former Lumendo, raised $5.5 million US dollars to fund the upcoming US launch. Bakery Bakery secures 1.4 million Swiss francs from 700 backers in that case, for Swiss expansion, while Quibi's rewards marketplace receives over 1 million francs from just 75 supporters. In total, seven startups rake in a whopping 4.1 million Swiss francs here. Adex Pharma and Perceptive Advisors joined forces to launch Neurosterix, a new venture with $63 million funding for advancing preclinical assets and drug discovery. Zurich's own Progile just launched Test Results.io, an AI platform turbocharging software development. With a fresh round of seed funding, they're ready to revolutionize tech and conquer new territories, as they say. Photokite AG, revolutionizing emergency response with fully autonomous tethered UAVs, just closed its latest Series B financing round. And Freiburg-based cleantech B-Comp closes 37.6 million euro Series C to foster mobility decarbonization. Moving on to Austria, Austrian health tech scale startup Xund. Oh, this is a good name, because Xund is like X-U-N-D is Austrian dialect for healthy. Xund extends seed round funding to 8 million euros to digitize the patient journey. I mean, 425 episodes, and I think it's probably the first time ever that I commanded one of these naming ideas of the startup. First idea.
It's our 425th episode, and it's the 425th time I'm stumbling over startup names, so don't worry.
Econetics, an Austrian startup, just secured a major investment to revolutionize carbon tracking with sensors. This wraps it up. We will be back on May 30th with the next news episodes, and the next regular episode will go live next week. As we said, we have some news to stay ahead of the curve. We are always looking for your feedback. You can find us on LinkedIn, Twitter, and to keep up to date, there's also a publication calendar online on Google. As always, we thank you for listening, and we say, have a nice dance into May.
Have a nice day. Have a good month, and we will be back next month. That's a wrap. Thanks, Chris.
Bye-bye.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring.